This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, welcome back. Already 1 hour and 30 seconds into the show, into the second hour, 12 noon, Central Standard Time, 1 p.m. Eastern. Got a bunch of vital news and information coming up. Broderick details alleged rape by Clinton. Anita Broderick, I don't want to hear about it. George Bush is protecting Bill Clinton, blocking Dan Burton's committee of pardoning convicted drug dealers and money launderers. But the phony right wing's always reporting about Clinton being a rapist and the rest of this. Well, nothing's going to be done to stop him, to punish him. Nothing's going to be done to punish the Enron folks or the people that stole $1 trillion from the Pentagon. So they give you these stories, but the real culprits that allow all this to take place are never punished. Millions of Rothschild gold is stolen in moments. Big bank robbery that took place over in Europe. I want to get into that. It's pretty interesting. Iraqi civilian death toll from war exceeds 3,200. The real number looks like it's 10,000. Pentagon moving swiftly to become global cop. Yeah, no kidding. CIA aware of dubious war motive. That they were told a lie about weapons of mass destruction. No, I think that's a big deal. They were caught putting out that fake nuclear report out of Niger, just producing a fake document that an African country had sold nuclear parts to Iraq. It's all coming up. And for the next hour and a half, we are joined by Colonel Craig Roberts, good friend of mine, Marine Corps sniper in Vietnam, Army colonel in intelligence, police officer who worked the Oklahoma City bombing case, wanted to get his take on Ashcroft admitting there's a Patriot Act, too, now after denying it, admitting it last Thursday before Congress. Want to get his take on the announcements to invade Iran, Syria, as well as North Korea. And I want to talk about how the government says brace for more terror. We're going to take all your rights away, the monkeypox, the West Nile, the SARS, just a lot of different issues. And then I want to talk about Colonel Roberts is kind enough to share with me the story that he shared with me when I was in the car with him for 5 hours driving back from Kansas City into Oklahoma, where I got back in my truck and drove back to Texas. And we were up in Kansas City doing a presentation to a big crowd of 600 about how he died on the operating table and went to heaven. Same thing happened to my uncle. It's happened to many others. It's happened to people that aren't even Christians, but they see the same thing. Very interesting, and there is life after death, folks. This is just a test down here. This is kind of the minor leagues, and the Bible says that the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. And so people live for the moment and don't care about future generations, don't care about themselves for that matter, and it's causing the breakdown of society because so many of us have bought the devil's lie that God doesn't exist and the devil doesn't exist. So joining us is Craig Roberts. We're about to break, but Craig, good to have you on the show with us, sir.
Thanks, Alex. I just have one question. If I find $1 trillion, do I get to keep it?
I don't know, but you'd probably get put in prison as an enemy combatant if you expose the government for stealing $1 trillion. That's a lot of money to be missing, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's probably a slip of the pen somewhere in the Pentagon. Some E3 bean counter made a slight error in the books, and it just went missing, and no one noticed.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's it. Did you see those articles where they just calmly announced $1 trillion's missing over the last 8 years, but it's no big deal?
Well, you know, that's the way the government does things. Even when I was, you know, working with the government, it was real easy to buy stuff in the government. If you just slipped it in a 50-page purchase order as another line item, you could spend $1 million here and $1 million there, and people really wouldn't notice it unless they went back looking for it. So you can probably lose money the same way. You do a contract someplace, you send a check someplace or another check someplace else, and unless somebody goes digging for it to find out if these places even exist, who knows where the money went.
And it's the people doing the stealing, doing the investigating, so hey. And with their $1 trillion, they can hire hit squads to kill people that expose it. It's all part of freedom. We'll be right back with Colonel Craig Roberts. A lot of different stuff we'll cover. And your calls. Please stay with us. InfoWars.com. Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks. We're back live. We're talking to my good friend, Colonel Roberts. In fact, he's been on this show more than anybody else. I do have Aaron Zellman, Judges of Preservation of Firearms Rights Ownership, coming on tomorrow. Honored to have him as well, so stay tuned for that tomorrow to expose Bush gun grabbing. Colonel Roberts, we're going to get into your experience dying on the operating table and what happened. And do you want to cover that first, or do you want to get into your analysis of the geopolitical scene that I respect and that I think the listeners need to hear? What would you like to cover first?
Well, since you introduced the after-death experience, we'll just launch into that. I'm sure everybody's waiting for that part with giddy anticipation.
Now, I want to tell the listeners why you think this is important to tell this story, because I don't ever cover stuff like this, but I've experienced this in my life, my family has, and this is real, and this is what it's really all about. And you always talk about clearly documented serious issues that are totally provable, but this is something you experienced, and it's something people need to know. Why do you think it's important to tell this story?
Well, because, as you mentioned before, we totally lose sight of the top of the hill when we're standing down in the valley. And society's breaking down all around us, mainly because a lot of people are in positions of power who don't feel any self-accountability. They think that they can get away with doing anything, and probably when you're dead, so just go ahead and do what you want to do right now. You know, it's the old, if it feels good, do it type mentality. The problem with that is we live for the moment. We don't live for the future of either ourselves or our future generations.
Yeah, let's say there isn't a God, which we know there is. The fool has said in his heart there is no God. But what about future generations? You know, over in Italy, a young man will plant a olive tree knowing his grandchildren will eat of it. But in this new society, it's not even 10 years out. It's not even 6 months out. And the corruption just piles on corruption. That really is the devil's system.
Well, absolutely. The evil power in the world, at the top level, plans centuries in advance. But they convince the people that work for them today that there is no future, there is nothing after death. You're just dead, so just do what we tell you to do. We'll make you rich, we'll give you power here, and forget what happens. You know, when Jesus said in the Bible that, it matters not how rich you become here. You know, you're piling up treasures that are going to be rusty and cankered. You need to pile up your treasures in heaven. And that you do with your deeds and the way you conduct yourself and so on. So basically, you're sitting in the middle listening to two recruiters. One is the side of God, one's the side of Satan. And you got to make up your choice. And a lot of people make the choice with the limited amount of data they have through our public school system that there is no God, there is no heaven, there is no future, there is no hell. You don't have to worry about anything. And when I was growing up, we were taught just the opposite. We were taught, you know, if you do this, if you do that, you're going to go to hell and burn forever, you know. So, I mean, it was scare tactics, I'm sure, but the problem is it stayed with me my entire life, and it always put doubt in my mind that before I do something really bad or stupid, I better stop and regroup and think about it. Well, that's self-accountability. And when we lose self-accountability, all of a sudden we get people that get out here, and it doesn't matter who they hurt, who they kill, who they step on, who they steal from, or how many lies they tell. I mean, if you look just at the Clinton administration, what you had is a giant sea bag full of lies. And it didn't bother them at all. And they wouldn't even, you and I could sit here and accuse them of it and point fingers and prove that they said these things and did these things. They wouldn't even answer us. They wouldn't even talk about it. They would just go right on down the road. And other people got too close to them. You know, those people ended up on the dead list. So, if we don't understand that, yes, this is just a very small part of eternity that we're living right now, and yes, that we are judged on how we conduct ourselves now, we better do the right thing. And yes, we need to plan for the future for our generations and do everything we can so that they don't have to suffer through some type of prison camp system or persecution or a global socialist government or whatever. Now's the time to do it. And if you lose your life in doing so, so what? Because I'm here to tell you this life really doesn't mean that much when you get through the doorway to the other side. In fact, you don't even think about it very much.
Well, my uncle was 16, he begged for a motorcycle, and my grandparents refused. They said, it's too dangerous. He said, I'm going out and get my own job, and I'm getting the motorcycle. They said, fine. He got the motorcycle. He got broadsided by a truck, went flying 100 feet, died 6 times on the way to the hospital and at the hospital, and my uncle's a real serious guy. He has limited brain damage. I mean, you can hardly tell. He just has a few speech problems, not a gigantic vocabulary because of the brain damage. But he's sharp as a whip and smarter than I am on 100 other issues. You know, runs a successful business to this day. But he said that, and he'd never been very religious. I mean, they went to church as Baptists, but he didn't really buy into it. He was kind of the rebellious one. My dad was the older son, the good boy, the valedictorian. John Birch Society, anti-communist speeches, to the thousands of youth, around the state. And here's my uncle, the wild guy. He has this wreck, gets thrown, and goes to heaven. And the description you talked about of the waiting room, the hand on the shoulder, I mean, he was still a good person, but, believed in God, accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior, but, he was still kind of the rebellious guy. And he got admonished about that. Went through, saw these crystal cities. He said it was indescribable, total peace. And then he was back 6 weeks later, out of the coma right before they were about to take life support off. My grandmother was there praying for him, and just said, "Please God," because his body was withering. And of course, the science back in the '60s wasn't as good as it is now. And he came out of it and, of course, has been changed ever since. And we see this same description time and time again, even by people in other cultures who have had this experience. And Jesus said, I have sheep in other flocks. You know, obviously people that had the Spirit of the Lord in them who'd never even had a chance to hear about Jesus. And we see this going back thousands of years. This happened to you. Can you describe that?
Okay, to bring some of the people up to speed that don't know the preamble to the story, I had retired off the police department. I'd been retired 6 or 8 months. I had a radio show I was doing on another network at the time. I just got into it. I'd been doing it about 3 weeks, 3 months, a daily Monday through Friday talk show for about 3 hours a day. And one day, I was getting ready to do a weekend seminar, and it was a Friday night, and it felt like somebody kicked me in the side, right now, my lower right side, like where your appendix is at. And I'd never had a pain like that before. It felt like a gunshot wound. And after about a minute, it went away. And a couple of minutes later, it did it again. Well, that cycle repeated all night long, and I was doubled up on the couch all night. The next day, I couldn't do the seminar. I had to have somebody else do it for me. And I was sick all weekend, and then I thought, well, this has got to be some kind of stomach virus. Well, the next Monday, it finally quit, and over the next 30 days, I kept getting weaker and weaker and so on, and my skin started getting jaundiced, and it was getting hard for me to breathe. I was short of breath, and I didn't know what was going on. So I was getting ready to do my show one morning, and I picked up a newspaper, and I was trying to pick out articles, you know, to talk about on the show, political stuff. And there was an article in there about hepatitis A, B, and C. And I thought, wow, this is kind of interesting. I read those, and I said, man, I've got to have hepatitis. That's what's wrong with me. So after I got out of the show that day, I went to the doctor. They took blood, and I got a really great doctor. He's a Chinese guy, kind of looks like Buddha. He has a thick Chinese accent or American Chinese accent. And lab results came back, and he looked at these and said, oh, Mr. Roberts. He said, this no good. Your blood, 6, should be 12. I send you hospital, you'll get transfusion. And I was thinking, hepatitis, you don't get a transfusion. I said, well, doctor, I said, in English, the word is prescription. I need a prescription. He says, no, I know prescription. I, doctor, you not. You need transfusion or you die. And so ended up in the hospital that night. They ran me through a bunch of tests the next day. That was on a Monday. On Wednesday, they took out half my colon with a tumor the size of a baseball. And the thing about it was, a year before, I had a total lower GI series checkup, and they didn't find anything. So when they tell you that these polyps that you have in colon cancer are very slow growing, that's true 90% of the time, but 10% of the time you can have one that takes off like it's been fertilized. And that evidently had happened to me. So they took out the whole right side. Then they found out that it metastasized and got into the bloodstream, the muscle wall, so on and so forth, and the end result was getting booked into the chemotherapy unit. And so for the next 3 or 4 months, I was taking chemotherapy, intravenous chemotherapy, where they collapsed all my veins. And I won't go into all details. The bottom line was, after about 5 months into this, we went to California on vacation. I had a week off of chemo, and I got out there, and I got so sick that I couldn't leave the hotel room. By the time we got home, I couldn't get out of bed. And on one particular Sunday in August 5 years ago, I got up out of bed and blacked out and fell down on the floor. And the next thing I know is you know, I opened my eyes, I'm laying on the floor, my wife's standing over me trying to get me up, and I said, well, get me back in bed, I just need to get some rest. And so she got me back in bed, and I started to get up again to run into the bathroom, and as soon as I got my head above my waist, I blacked out again. Now, this is a sure indication that you got a serious hemorrhage problem because you're not getting blood to the brain. She calls 911. Paramedics show up. The fire department shows up. They take my blood pressure. It's 60 over zero and falling. Things are not looking good down at the old campground by this time. So they load me up in the ambulance, and the ambulance drivers are talking to each other, and I can hear them. And they say, we don't even need to drive fast. This guy's not even going to make it to the hospital. And I thought, you know, if I wasn't so weak, I'd stop in the middle of the next intersection and whip both these guys. But as luck would have it, I did make it to the hospital. They wheeled me in, put me in most little rooms on the gurney, and one of the doctors who I knew came in, and he said, listen, he said, do you have a living will? And I said, no, I got a regular will. I didn't even know what a living will was. And he said, well, you're going to need a living will, I think. And I said, what's that? And he said, well, that's where we can plug life support if things go bad on you. He said, because you're hemorrhaging internally. You've got A-negative blood, and that's a very short supply. We're going to have to switch over to O if we can find that. We're real short on blood, and you've lost so much now that I don't think you're going to make it through the night. We've already told your wife. And so I said, well, just do what you have to do, and I don't think it's my time, but let's do what we have to do. He said, we got 5 doctors here tonight. And I said, no, sir, you got 6. You got God working with you. You listen to him, and I'm putting him in charge, and we'll see what happens. When we come back from the break, we'll see what happens.
All right, folks. I'm Alex Jones. We're talking to Colonel Craig Roberts. We'll come back and tell you where he went when he died.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. During typical nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Potassium iodate can protect you and your loved ones against radioactive poisoning. It works by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and protects it from absorbing the radioactive iodine-131. There is only one emergency thyroid blocker formulated for babies, children, pets, and adults, and that's Medical Corps potassium iodate. Best of all, unopened bottles can be stored for up to a decade. Order the official Medical Corps potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5. Call toll-free. 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
What if you could actually save money on everything you ever needed to buy? Sounds unbelievable, but you can at www.homeshopgroup.com. Get your free membership today, and you'll be eligible to start saving on everything from pet food to personal computers. You see, your free membership in the Discount Home Shoppers Club will save you money at over 200 online stores like Walmart, Sears, Expedia, and Amazon. And that's not all. You'll even save money shopping at stores in your very own neighborhood with a brand new Club Bucks program. Start saving today with your free membership available at homeshopgroup.com. And here's the best part. You can start making money tomorrow. They will personally show you how at homeshopgroup.com. Through the Home Shop Group referral program, you can earn thousands of dollars in extra income each and every month while you continue to save big bucks on the items you and your family use every day. Visit homeshopgroup.com and get your free membership today. That's homeshopgroup.com.
I won't back down, I won't be turned around, my friends. You know the truth about the world and powers that are fighting each other. It's very easy to commit yourself to the fight against the globalists. But if you don't believe in God, if you don't have faith, if you don't understand that there is good and evil in the world, if you have this moral relativist view, you're going to be like a little cork being battered around in the ocean. You're not going to have a rudder. Colonel Roberts, you had described the story when I was riding with you in Oklahoma on our way back from Missouri on the expo we did about how your fading out as the doctor's saying, hey, you better tell us if, what your living will is. Doesn't look like you're going to make it. You had told me that, and that you said, no, you know, there's a sixth doctor here. It's God. It's not just the five people that are here. What happened next? What did you experience?
Well, an orderly came in to prep me for whatever they were going to do, and he started to put a tube down my nose, and then instantaneously, that was it. I was so quickly transported to another place that it was there's no way to describe how quickly it happened. It's instantaneous, and I was sitting in a large room, and it was dark. I couldn't really see. And the only reason I know it was a room is because when you get there, you just know. You know these things. It's not something you have to see or perceive or have measurements or anything like that. It's just all of a sudden you have this ability to know what's going on around you. See things, and it's like an instant download of knowledge. And I'm sitting there, and I'm very comfortable, and it's cool, and I feel great. There's no one else in there with me except somebody standing right behind me. I don't feel like this is a bad place. I feel like this is a good place, but it's not the ultimate place that I'm going. It's a waiting room, so to speak. It's probably the size of a medium-sized school auditorium in size. That's how I felt. It wasn't, you know, like an 8-foot ceiling or anything. It was just like a big place. And there was a door to my left or a portal or some type of entryway or exitway that led to this life. That's the one I had come through. And to my right was one that I would leave if I was taken on beyond this point. I would be taken through that door to the next stage. As I sat there, I knew that this life was through the door to the left. It's behind me, and it didn't really matter anymore. I didn't have any feeling of loss. I didn't have any feeling of missing my family or any of that sort of thing. I felt wonderful. And I felt like I was probably 21, 22 years old in peak condition. And this is important because everything that I was feeling was just exactly the opposite of how I felt one half of a second ago. I was in pain, I was sick, I was weak, and now I was young and I was strong and I felt good. I didn't really notice that I was wearing anything in particular or that I even, I didn't even look at my body or feel myself. I just knew I was there. And then right behind me was a being. And the best way I can describe that, and this is really hard to describe because it's one of those things, until you get there, you just don't really absorb the whole scene and understand what's going on. It's like trying to describe a McDonald's restaurant to a cannibal in New Guinea. I mean, they just don't picture it. And this being is standing behind me, and I know that exactly who it is. It's somebody who had been with me my entire life, ever since I could remember. And he was my childhood playmate that was invisible. I think we all had those guys. He had helped me defend the Alamo as Davy Crockett when I was a kid growing up in the 50s on my backyard fence. He had been with me in Vietnam. I mean, this guy had been with me all my life. And I had nicknamed him Joe when, for some reason or other back when I was a kid. And of course, as we get older, we forget about those things. Well, here was Joe, and he was a great big guy. I think he was probably 7 feet tall. And he was behind me. I didn't turn around and look at him, but I just knew he was there. And he had his hand on my right shoulder, but he wasn't touching me. It was just kind of there. It was kind of just hovering over my right shoulder, but I could feel the force or the energy from it. And the feeling was, everything's okay. I'm with you, and I'll be with you as we go from here. And I also knew, by the way, and this is the part I want to really put out to everybody, I also knew, by the way, this is my guardian angel. This is the guy that took care of me a lot of times when I couldn't take care of myself. But he's also the guy that keeps track of everything you do in life. He's the guy who they don't have to write it down. It's like this giant computer chip in them or something, but they remember and see everything. So it's like a massive CD-ROM disk that they can carry that's got all the information of everything you ever did in your life, good and bad. Because, you know, the old question comes up of, yeah, you read the Bible, you go to church, and you say, okay, in the end, we got to bow down on our knee and we're held accountable for everything we do. Well, that's impossible. How's God going to know what everybody does? There's billions of people out here, and there's millions that came before, and there's no way that he's going to know everything that everybody did. Well, let me tell you what, he doesn't have to. The other guy does, and he reports he's standing there right next to you. So I'm
That's just the witness. That's just the witness. God does obviously know everything. Stay there. We'll come back and tell folks what happened next.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from water.
Call toll-free, 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
All right, Alex Jones back live. Thanks for joining us. We're at the halfway point of the show. We're going to continue in this hour talking about life after death and what Colonel Craig Roberts experienced and what members of my family, my uncle experienced when they died and were revived and what they experienced. But in the case of Colonel Roberts, he died. They were walking off and he came back. We'll get to that here in just a few minutes. We'll also take calls on this subject, then we'll get into the New World Order, the monkeypox, the plans to attack all these other countries, and a basic overview of where the globalists are right now and a smorgasbord of key news and information. But before we go back to Colonel Roberts here in just a few minutes, I drug Jim Shepherd back onto the airwaves because last week we had a special, and there were 180 of these total. And now there's only about 30 left of the big Berkey, Berkey Light with a super black filter. The best thing out there, folks, you know, I wouldn't steer you wrong. This is what I drink out of. I drink out of the original Berkey, and now I've got one of the new ones. A whole pallet of these fell over, and they just have small scratches on them. Some of them they can't even find a scratch on, but they're damaging all of them, you know, saying they're damaged, and selling them for $149 instead of $200. Now, $200 is already a great deal, and if you want one that doesn't have a scratch, pay $200. You know, my wife's kind of like that. She wants something that's perfect, you know, nothing wrong with it. But this is a great deal. I would take advantage of it. Only a few of these left, and we won't be doing this deal again. This is it on this scratch and dent sale. Last time we had one of these was about a year ago on this show. They got a bunch of other filters. They're top of the line. Jim, what do you have to offer for folks today other than that deal as well? I know you've got several other package deals and the sports bottles, the portable filter bottles, the potassium iodate to protect against a nuclear attack that you take so your thyroid doesn't absorb the radiation. A lot of different key items that folks get a great price on because you're a big national distributor, the national distributor of Berkey products. Tell us all about it.
Okay, well, first of all, with respect to the stainless steel units, we had a little bit more scratch and dents from time to time on those, but we never did have 186 all in one shot. But the reason why we would have scratch and dents on those, Alex, is because stainless steel scratches. Lexan really doesn't scratch unless you just get a pallet that falls over or something like that, and that's basically what happened. So we had 186 of these that were came all at once, and that was basically because I forgot to strap in the shipment on the truck. I don't think that is going to happen again. So anyway, we've got about 30 of these left, and then, like you said, $50 off. Now, if you want to add an extra $50 to it, we'll include three sport bottles, or three potassium iodate, or mix and match. So you can get the Berkey Light without the LED lamps for $149. Add $50 to that, and you get three Berkey Sports or potassium iodate or mix and match.
By the way, similar sports bottles at the sporting goods store, $35 to $42, and these are top-of-the-line portable sport filters, great for work, great for camping, great for your car, to stop drinking the filthy tap water.
Well, and, you know, in our sport bottles, you know, we've designed them so that they not only remove parasites, they remove pathogenic bacteria. To my knowledge, we're the only sport bottle that actually has tested successfully to remove pathogenic bacteria, which is something that you want to do if you got to get your water from a lake, pond, or stream. Removes radon. We even take out the heavy metals, the lead, and so forth, the mercury, aluminum,
And so the sport bottles are top-tier sport bottles. Most of the sport bottles out there just simply, you know, make the water taste better.
Well, Jim, you know, I bought Big Berkey's through one of your distributors and paid more a few years ago. I've got three of them now. Two I got from somebody else, one I got from you last year. But we have bought sports bottles as part of our emergency preparedness kit from other companies and paid like $39 a piece for them. And it's a tiny little half-inch filter that's in it. With your sports bottle, it's a much bulkier filter unit. It's much heavier. Is that all the extra components? Or?
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you something else. We use a proprietary technology on our sport bottle and on our black Berkey filter elements, the ones that are in the Berkey lights.
So that's three sports bottles.
There is nothing like it. It's two or three generations ahead of what anybody else is producing out there in the market. People are trying to figure out how we're doing it. We're not telling them. But it is just a leapfrog forward, and there isn't another filter element out there that would compete with the black Berkey.
Okay, so you've got the big Blackie super filters, and then you've got your sports bottles, three for $50. I challenge you folks to find them less expensive. And you've only got 30, I think you said what we talked to Debbie, 32 or something left.
Yep.
But you're actually got a few more than that, but you want to be, I think, like 35 or something, but you want to be careful that you don't take people's orders and not have them.
The mail in orders, they'll hear it on the phone. They tell us that they're mailing them in, so we have to kind of set those aside.
Yeah, so you've got a few that are set aside. So really, you've only got like 30 left. And a few that are already going out because somebody said they're mailing a check. How do folks call and get the information or order the products?
You can reach us at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. You can also go up to our website and take a look at the unit. It's at www.berkeylight.com. And the reason why it's called a Berkey light is because you do also have an option of having the LED lamps in the base. And during the scratch and dent special, that's an extra $50. Normally they sell for $69. And so that would be $199. Now these are expensive LED lamps. They have 100,000 hour life, which is 11 years continuous burning. It has internal rechargeable batteries. They'll burn all night long if you have an emergency, a power outage, bright enough that you can read by, bright enough that it'll put a glow throughout the room so that you can see everything in a room.
Now, Jim, for those that don't know, it's normally $269 for the filter and the light unit, but it's $149 right now with the scratch and dent. Then you get the lights for $50, so that's $200 instead of $269 with that deal.
That's right, $199, and then you can go ahead and add on the extra $50 special and get three sport bottles or three potassium iodate, or you can mix it and match it in whatever quantity.
All right, that number is 1-888-803-4438. Last time we're doing the scratch and dent because they're gone, 1-888-803-4438, and if you call and it's busy, leave your name and number because operators get busy, they'll call you right back. Or call them later this afternoon or even tonight. Go ahead and make the call. Make sure you get your filter. 1-888-803-4438. Real technology. Take control of your life. Stop drinking all the trash they put in the water. It's an important thing to do to take control of your life in at least one facet. And your body's 70% water, folks, so this is a big area of your life. 1-888-803-4438. Jim, thanks for coming on.
Hey, Alex, one more thing. You know, there's a lot of people that have already bought the scratch and dents, and we didn't offer the $50 add-on special with the three sport bottles. Folks, if you did purchase one of the scratch and dents and you want to avail yourself of the $50 add-on special, go ahead and call in, and we'll go ahead and honor that for you as well.
That is a good deal. Thanks for your support, and thanks for the great products, Jim. All right, 888-803-4438. I have no problem promoting high-quality water filters, folks. It's something you need, just like guns, storable foods. But with a water filter, you'll use it day one. You'll use it every day. And just stop drinking what they put in the water. All right, Colonel Roberts, thanks for holding while I had Jim on, continuing, recapping. You're hemorrhaging to death. You've been weakened by chemotherapy. You are transported to this place. You've got your guardian angel with his hand on your shoulder, and all this information is being downloaded into your mind. Same thing my uncle told me when he died six times on the operating table, his brain literally out on the stretcher, literally, his skull was totally shattered away. But you're there. Please continue with what happened. And then what's really incredible, when you came back to life and what the doctors told you, go ahead.
Well, the one thing that was beginning to happen was I was receiving information, and this information was, the first thing it was an acknowledgement that I was there and that a decision was being made, and the decision would be to take me on or to send me back. And I thought later, you know, when I reflected back on that, I thought, you know, well, isn't this ingenious? Because sometimes that we may be running into people on the street who've already been there and been sent back because they've had information to bring back, so we really need to listen to people. Maybe there's somebody out there who has some information that we need to hear. So anyway, I'm sitting there, and I feel fine. I don't have a problem with anything. I'm not even thinking about this life, because it's like leaving one end of your house and going to the other end. You don't think about the part you just left. It isn't relevant, because now you're someplace else. So as I'm sitting there, I feel like I'm getting all kinds of different information. A lot of it I don't understand what it is. I don't know what it means, other than the fact that later on it could be valuable and I may have to draw upon this information for people that I run into on down the road. The decision was made to send me back. And what happened was very, very interesting, in the fact that I felt like I had been gone maybe 3 minutes. But at the same time, I have to say that there was no feeling of time. Time didn't mean anything there. Time was not a factor in anything. But in the human clock, I thought maybe this entire process of me sitting there while the decision was made, while I was given information, was maybe 3 minutes. Now, this is interesting, because I all of a sudden had changed positions again. I changed places, and I opened my eyes, and I'm on a bed in the intensive care unit, and I signal for the nurse, and she comes running in there, you know, and then she calls for the doctor, and the same doctor happened to be on duty, and came in, and what's interesting, it was 18 hours later. I felt I was gone maybe 3 minutes, and it was 18 hours had passed. So he comes in, and he just white as a sheet. He said, I can't believe it, that you made it. He said, this is absolutely incredible. He said, we lost you on the operating table. And I said, what do you mean? He said, you flatlined for 3 minutes. And that's the amount of time I felt like I was gone. So where was I the other 18 hours? I don't know. But instantaneously, I had been transported back from that little three-minute time window that I can remember. And I'm here to tell you, this was not a dream. This was not something that some kind of a hallucination to chemical imbalances because you're dying or anything else. They had lost me. I was gone. I remember explicitly what happened. And now I'm back. So some of the information I got, one of them, it said, Roberts, get off of that poison, get off of chemotherapy, quit it, I will heal you. And so I quit going to chemotherapy after that, and I started getting stronger, I started getting better, and I had to go in and see the chemo doctor, the oncologist, who was an old retired Army colonel himself. And he said, you know, I said, you're going to be dead a year from now if you don't keep up for the chemo. I said, no, I said, a year from now, you're just not going to have as much money, because I'm not coming back. And I went to, I started doing a lot of research on natural supplements, vitamins, minerals, herbs, all of this sort of thing, and finding out what we needed to do to get our bodies back in balance and regain health. And everything just started coming back to me. And within about 4 months, I was in pretty good shape. And I went in and had an MRI, and they could find absolutely no trace of cancer anywhere. And I'm going to have to credit a lot of this to God, because I did a whole lot of praying, too.
And how many years ago was that?
That's been 5 years now.
And you look great when I saw you in person, for somebody that survived all of this. Now, you were telling me this story in the car when we were driving back from Kansas City at the Expo back to Oklahoma. And I'm going back from memory, but was... Is my memory accurate that you said that they had given up, too, that you had died, that they weren't At that point, they were basically just getting you ready and, you know, putting the toe tag on, and that you came back, or...
Well, what had happened was they leave you hooked up for a certain period of time to make sure, and they had finally said, okay, it's been about 3 minutes, let's just unhook him. And just as they started to do whatever it was to disconnect me from this world, the heartbeat came back on the monitor. And so they said, wait a minute, we've got a heartbeat here. And then it got stronger, and then I was comatose, and they pretty much said, well, you were in a coma, but, you know, that's to be expected. So the only thing we could do is put you in ICU and monitor you. So they didn't really do anything for me other than give me blood. So I'm sure that giving me blood had a lot to do with it, considering how much I'd lost. But they never opened me up. They never did anything to repair the hemorrhage. It was a massive internal stomach hemorrhage, and they never did anything to repair that. They figured that, well, they'd keep me alive till I died and then, you know, tote me off to the morgue. And as it turned out, because of the experience that I had, there was a healing that had occurred in spite of what they did at the hospital. And because of that, the hospital really didn't do anything, so they kept me for a week. And they gave me antibiotics and, you know, stuff that whatever they put in your IV while you're there, but they didn't do an operation or anything like that. And a week later, they wheeled me out and sent me home. And over the next 2 to 3 weeks, I kept getting stronger and stronger, and finally I was able to eat again. And after that, the rest became history. But the important point here was I was sent back because I had done a lot of work and received a lot of information over the years in my research work, plus what I was told when I was gone. To continue on doing what you and I are doing now, and that's getting information out to people and telling them, look, you have a life you have to live right now. You better live it correctly, because later on you're going to have to answer for it anyway. So don't be a coward. Fight the New World Order. Fight evil. Fight Satan. That's what you're here for. You know, it's almost like, I look at it kind of like it's a recruiting ground. We're recruiting for the good army, and the bad guy's recruiting for the bad army, and you got to make a choice. And we want the very best. You know, we don't want the mud, we want the diamonds. So that's the way we need to live our lives right now, and we need to get on board, and we need not to fear anything. That's the biggest thing. We don't need to fear anything. Fear is something the devil has.
Absolutely. And Colonel, again, for those who just joined us, my uncle was in a accident on a motorcycle, died six times, a couple times in the ambulance, several times at the hospital. And he actually went up through that waiting room you talked about, through the tunnel into heaven. And, I mean, my uncle starts crying when he tells this story. And then he was told by angels, you're going back. And then when he came back, he woke up, and there was my grandmother there praying for him. So, I mean, that's amazing, and people need to know that this is real, and these stories go back for thousands of years. People have written down these experiences, and that's why the world wants you to be corrupt. That's why the television has gotten so evil with the sex and the drugs, and they want to destroy your soul, folks. And I've studied the New World Order. They publicly are devil worshippers. I mean, they know there's a God. They know there's a Satan. We'll talk about it when we get back. You better wake up, people.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I talk about bills, documents, news articles. I go out and cover things myself. I read legislation. And I don't have one of these shows where we talk about ghost stories and flying saucers. I talk about real things, but shaping my life, I've had experiences. I'm not going to get any detail on this, maybe someday. I mean, this is the first show I've done like this in the 9 years I've been doing this. But I, from the time I was a child, and it only happens once every few years, will have a dream. I will tell people about the dream, vividly image it, and it will happen at a later date, a month, 6 months, a year later. And a lot of people ask, how did I know about 911? How did I get on the air? Never done this before. I said, call the White House, call Congress, tell them not to use bin Laden to attack New York as their patsy. And I had the evidence, I had the information, but frankly, folks, I never said this on the air. I had a dream where I saw the towers hit. Colonel Roberts, I didn't even share that with you in the car, but I just feel that I need to share this with people. Do you have any comments to what I've just said?
Well, you know, a lot of people are selected to receive premonitions. They're usually sensitive people, and there's times when I developed kind of a sixth sense along that line. So yes, it's out there. I know in Vietnam, a lot of guys developed that what we call the jungle sense, where you knew ahead of time on a patrol at nighttime that down the trail was a tripwire, or across the rice paddy was a sniper. You could just feel it. You just knew it. You didn't have to have information, but it happened ahead of time. You could see it in your mind's eye, so to speak. So that stuff does happen. A lot of people have dreams. My mother would, my grandmother were that way. They were very receptive to dreams that did come true later on. So this is something that's been reported through history. You know, like you say, it goes back thousands of years where people have had premonitions. They were called different things. They were called seers. They were called dreamers. They were called prophets sometimes, and even witches. But depending on what part of history you're in, the fact remains that I think God does give us information in a timely fashion to people to spread it out. We become the watchmen on the wall.
Well, I would think, obviously, too, that the devil tries to do that with his minions, but he doesn't control the cosmos. He tries to manipulate events and will try to point his people in that direction.
Right. He's the guy that will tell you the sky is red and you're supposed to believe it.
Well, now, obviously, in 5 hours in your car driving back from Kansas to Oklahoma, where I got back in my truck and went to Texas, you told me a little bit more about, you're there in heaven or in the waiting room, and the angel was, God was transmitting more information, more knowledge. You want to share any areas of that with the listeners?
Well, there's one of the things was that I would receive a lot of information that I would bring back, but I wouldn't know when to use it until something happened or until I ran into somebody that I needed to tell or talk to about something, or somebody would ask me a question, and it was like opening a filing cabinet. I would have a file on that, and I could pull it out, and I could share what I brought back with me. But at the same time, I was also given information, a mission assignment, so to speak. Go out and talk to people. Don't stop writing about it. Don't stop exposing evil. Continue to fight the good fight and have other people do the same thing. Tell people, there's one thing to do research and sit at home or listen to the radio and prepare yourself and click your lips together, but it's a totally different thing to turn around and recruit other people to fight the good fight, to talk to other people, to share the information. You can't be afraid to do this.
Colonel, that's my mission. I mean, that's the drive that I have, is to warn people to tell folks to be leaders themselves and to force multiply.
Yeah, you can't have an army of nothing but privates that sit back in the barracks. You've got to go forward. You've got to set up a chain of command. You've got to come up with a plan, and you've got to do intelligence gathering. It's a military operation in the sense that we have to fight evil on every plane. And I told you in the car that there are two wars going on.
Tell you what, stay there. We'll come back in the third hour. Stay with us.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We water.